Good morning. It's Judson Chubbuck with my wife, Sharon, here. We've come to lead you in a time of prayer. And there are so many things that we could be praying about and can be praying about. Gratitude for the life of Pope Francis. Like all of us, a mix of strengths and weaknesses, but on the world stage, a gracious force for goodness, especially for the poor and the outcast. Prayers for a good successor. For our own country, gratitude for our blessings, but also help for ourselves, our leaders, our role in the world for good and deliverance from temptation and evil. For our own health and strength, for our hearts, minds, and bodies, as we sometimes limp and fall on the paths to the end of our lives. And in the spirit of this Easter season, gratitude for knowing the presence of the living, transcendent Lord Jesus in our midst, who has raised us from his affliction and death and will likewise raise us. Can we take a moment of quiet to pray for these and other things? You may pray in silence or speak out a word or two to join us. Amen. Now we'll read a responsive reading for the morning. O Lord, grant us that our hearts may dwell with you in heaven above, with our feet firmly planted upon the earth while our hands do the bidding of your love. O awake my soul and sing of him who opened heaven for me, who cast off the chains that bound my life and set my loving heart free. O Lord, grant us that our eyes may see the glories of heaven above, while our feet walk the path our Savior trod, revealing the mysteries of our God. O awake my soul, and sing of him who opened heaven for me, who cast off the chains that bound my life and set my loving heart free. O Lord, grant us that our imprisoned lives, transformed by your power of love, may be in this night songs of radiant light that call your children home to you. O awake my soul, and sing of him who opened heaven for me, who cast off the chains that bound my life and set my loving heart free. Amen.
Amen.